Never woke enough, polyamory advocates scold Riverdale finale over four-way relationship. By Paul Bois on August 30, 2023. The polyamorous community has expressed dismay over the CW drama Riverdale finale's twist ending, in which the four main characters, Archie, Betty, Jughead, and Veronica, were revealed to be in a four-way relationship. Speaking to TMZ, Brett Chamberlain, executive director of Open, Organization for Polyamory and Ethical Non-Monogamy, lamented that the show treated the revelation as a shocking twist as opposed to treating it like a regular identity. "It's frustrating that Riverdale used its character's non-monogamous relationship as a shocking twist rather than engaging with an authentic portrayal of non-monogamy as simply being part of people's identities," Chamberlain said. "We didn't see or hear anything about why these characters practice non-monogamy, what it means for them, the substance of their relationship agreements and communication practices, or any of the other underlying motivations and work that makes relationships of any type function," he continued. Fans on X, formerly known as Twitter, expressed mixed reactions to the show's revelation of a polyamorous relationship. "Statistics in recent years have shown that polyamory has steadily increased in the United States, with approximately 4-5% of the American population accepting the practice in one way or another. According to statistics published in 2021, 4-5% of the American population practices polyamory, while a 2019 YouGov survey found that 7% of UK adults had been in a consensual non-monogamous relationship at some point in their lives," wrote IFL Science. Last summer, Nexstar Media Group purchased the CW and promised to stop making shows like Riverdale, which targeted a much younger demographic than the network's actual viewers, with an average age of 58. "It's no secret that the CW is not profitable," said Nexstar CFO Leanne Cliha. The company's president Tom Carter conceded that the channel is the lowest-rated broadcast network and promised to change the demographic focus of its future programming to reverse that trend. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.